beloved, this short gospel from St. Matthew that we read on the Sunday after the baptism of our Lord, I'd like to make two points about it. The first is the quotation from the prophet Isaiah, where it says Jesus went to dwell in Capernaum. And the prophecy of Isaiah is quoted that the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and upon them a great light has dawned. This light is not a light of understanding. It is not an external light, like a lamp or a light bulb. This light is a person. The light Isaiah is referring to here is Christ, the true light, who enlightens everyone who comes into the world, as we read on Pascha night in St. John's Gospel. The light, who is Christ, came to the Gentiles, the non-Jews, to enlighten them also, that all are saved. For he comes to call not only Jew, but also Gentile. And he lives among them as their neighbor. They rubbed elbows with him. They ate with him, their life, who is also our life, who comes to us and dwells in us. The second point is what he proclaims. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. You might think sometimes that repentance means being sorry for something you've done. That's on the path to repentance, but it's not repentance. If we feel sorrow or regret for something we have done, a sin we have committed, that is something else. It should lead us along to the fullness of repentance. And repentance ultimately is a gift of the Holy Spirit. It comes from God. As we approach Lent, we will sing, "Open to us the doors of repentance, O light giver." Because the doors of repentance are His. He opens up repentance to us. So if sorrow and regret is not repentance, then what is it? And the best example in the scriptures, I think, is that of the prodigal son. Because he experienced sorrow and regret for what he had done. He was there feeding the pigs, and he came to his senses, as the evangelist said. He was sorry for what he did. He went back to his father, rehearsing what he was going to say. And he went to his father to say, "I'm sorry. Punish me." What happened? His father got his punishment. That's where the prodigal son's eyes were opened to repentance. Because he thought his father was such a man who would punish him for his sin when he came back sorry for committing it. But his father put a ring on his finger, shoes on his feet, gave him clothes, slaughtered the fatted calf, and rejoiced at a party that this son who was lost is returned. That is repentance. What the son experienced when he told his father, "Punish me," and his father did not. For then his heart was open to know who his father is, what kind of man he is. And for us, it is for us to know who our God is. As we come to him in sorrow for our sins and ask him for wisdom, we might take to punish ourselves and ask him to punish us. He opens his arms wide to receive us to himself, taking us in his embrace, interlocking his fingers with ours to join us to himself this repentance is truly leads to peace when we meditate on it and meditate beyond it on the goodness of God to us, of His forgiveness of our sins. This, beloved, is repentance. This is what Jesus is calling all of us, everyone throughout the world, to repent, to come to Him, yes, with sorrow for our sins, but also open to experience Him and His love, so that we come to understand who is the God we have come. How is the God we have purchased by our sins? How He leads for us to bring us.